Now, the rest of the story. I do not ever recall hearing this story before of how Cassius Clay's career as a fighter began. It seems the little boy had told a lie, not a terribly significant lie, but any lie was significant to his mother, who promptly threatened young Cassius with a whipping. And Mama herself packed a mean punch. This was vividly recalled by little Cassius. He had tasted Mama's wrath before. He had no intention of doing so again if he could help it, so he ran. He ran as hard as he could. Now, Mama realized she couldn't match the boy's speed, so she called out to everyone in the house, "Catch Cassius." Everybody dropped what he was doing and obeyed Mama. The child ran outside. Everybody took out after him. Quickly, it became apparent that Cassius was about to be caught. But he refused to surrender. And so, spying a pile of stones, he made a dash for it. He grabbed as many rocks as he could and began throwing rocks at his pursuers. Young Cassius eventually lost that fight. But he did make things interesting. And it would be a long time before he would lose another one. The concept of defeat was as unfathomable to the small Cassius Marcellus Clay as it would be to his grown self. Yet there was an ongoing battle that never took place in a boxing ring, more important than all the rest to the pugnacious Kentuckian, and that was the fight for civil rights. And that brings us to the rest of the story. Few political activists in modern history have done more for American blacks than Cassius Clay. At one point in the defense of civil rights, Clay took the gloves off literally, punched a member of his home state legislature senseless with his bare hands. Cassius Clay once recalled that fighting had characterized each decade of his life, and yet few remember today how vigorous was his contribution to the fight for social justice. Fighting, physical and otherwise, came as naturally to Cassius Clay as floating to a butterfly or stinging to a bee. He would fight the wind itself, a friend recalled from years ago, if it did not blow where Cassius wanted it to. Thank his mother Sally, they say. She was the real heavyweight champ in the family. She was a Bible reader and a Bible quoter, but her boys all knew that she was dangerous when aroused, and she taught them to stand up for their rights. Among Sally Clay's sons, in this respect, young Cassius learned best. While he enjoyed the limelight, he was labeled by his critics as a nonconformist for the sake of nonconformity, as an addictive publicity seeker who took equal delight in celebrity and notoriety. And if to an extent this was true, there were still a great many noble ends which his king-sized ego served. Defenders of the alias Muhammad Ali have said that Cassius Marcellus Clay was a slave name, was inappropriate to be borne by a true black individual. And yet you've just learned how appropriate the name Cassius Clay really was, for the Cassius Marcellus Clay you have just met was not the fighter you've known recent years. No, sir, this one was a civil rights worker of another era, and he was a white man. He was Abe Lincoln's United States Minister to Russia, and he was an unrelenting abolitionist when he died in 1903. When our more recent heavyweight boxing champion Cassius Clay changed his name to Muhammad Ali, you may have wondered, as Shakespeare did, what's in a name. Well, now you know. Now you've met the original Cassius Clay, the home state role model Ali's parents had in mind when they named their son. Now you know the rest of the story.